Okay, everybody, a very simple question. Do we have the will to win? You'd say, of course we do. Okay. They have the will to power. We must have the will to win. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. As we talk about Nebraska, but connect it to national news, a very important episode. Do we have the will to win? Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Email me directly, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. I am wearing my Nebraska shirt. We have been focusing on Nebraska all week. I was up very late last night, as I have been all week, on phone calls and conference calls with legislators, with insiders of Nebraska. And I know more now about the unicameral in Nebraska than most, than I ever thought I would a week ago. I'll give you an update on the bill. Here's the essence of the whole thing, and we're going to go through this from a historical perspective. And we're going to ask the question repeatedly. And I think it is the most important question in front of the conservative movement. It's the most important question of whether or not we are going to save the country. So we've been fighting very hard on trying to get Nebraska to be winner take all. Super simple. There is no constitutional obstacle getting in the way. There's not some sort of insurmountable Nebraska legislative rules. They say, oh, we have a filibuster. Well, we've read all of the Nebraska legislative rules. A 3/5 majority can vote to suspend the rules. The Nebraska GOP in the unicameral has that. Oh, the session time is going to run out? Well, the governor can call a special session for a specific topic. So right now, I don't know if this bill is going to succeed this week, but there's time left on the calendar next week, and the governor can call a special session, change the rules, have the Speaker of the House, Speaker Arch, change the rules. Boom, winner take all. The tools are there, but what we need is a will to use them. And to be perfectly honest, there is not a desire from some members and just the Republican apparatus at large to act. The left, they have a will to power, as Nietzsche would say. They have a burning desire for the will to power. Every single day, the left gets up and they have a pathological obsession for the will to power. In the Nebraska legislature, one Democrat is so obsessed about making sure that Nebraska does not become winner take all, she is attaching amendments and filibustering every single bill to try to take up time in the Nebraska unicameral, just in case this bill comes back for another hearing. They are obsessed. When Roe versus Wade was repealed, or it was sent back to the states, I should say, in New York, they stayed up all night and they wrote a 1,000-page abortion bill, and they steamrolled every single rule you could imagine in New York, and they got it done. California did the same. Washington did the same. Oregon did the same. They have the will to power. Why don't we have the will to win? Now, the will means pushing through for a righteous cause, regardless of the noise and regardless of the commotion. The will to win is the single greatest reason, or the lack of the will to win, is the single greatest reason we are losing America. It's that simple. And I don't want to overly pick on Nebraska. This is a systemic issue in modern conservatism. But the excuses that I receive, not just for this issue, but for so many things. Why is the border not secure? Why have we not deported more of these foreigners in the state of Texas? Why don't we also indict the criminals on the left? Where are the Republican attorneys general that are using political power the same way the Democrats use power? We have an attitude problem. We have a psychological issue in the American right. Where did this come from? Well, the first of which is that so many people that run for political office, they are not patriots at their core. Some are. Some mean really well and they go there, but then they get swallowed by this Leviathan. They get captured by the machinery. This attitude issue has been haunting me for years. I've complained about this since I started Turning Point USA. Where is the spirit? Where is the grit? Where is the fight? And you want to know why Donald Trump is so popular in the Republican Party? Because he embodies the opposite attitude that we've seen in so many internal Republican politics. It's one of the reasons why he is so loved amongst Republican voters. Republicans remind me of the Chicago Cubs for 108 years before they won the championship in 2016. The lovable losers. We'll get them next year. We've tried our best. Sitting in the stands is fun. Did you know that I'm a congressman? Did you know that I'm a member of the legislature? Oh, the country's collapsing? Oopsie. Thanks. And what I think is the great disruption that is occurring in real time is you in the audience have a will to win. You in the audience are on top of this. You in the audience, you care with every fiber of your being. But your leaders in D.C. and in your state capitals, they quiver, they shake, because they might be called a bad name. Or it might be a little unprecedented, or it might go up against procedures. What will Democrats do if we fix Nebraska? We don't know. But the will to win means you must embrace some uncertainty. But it's clear that they're terrified that if we get this done in Nebraska, and we are going to do everything we can to get it done. I don't care if we run out of specials. If we run out of this, you know, session, we're going to call for a special session. I'm going out there on Tuesday. Like I need to go to Nebraska. Like I need, you know, a hole in the head in the sense of like another thing on my schedule. I'm going all across the country next week. But I said, it's a priority. Add it to the schedule. Get it done. By the way, the other national leaders, I'm trying to like gather all this enthusiasm. And, you know, there's been a fair amount of support, but this is not a priority for our side. I said, guys, you realize that the national polling shows that we are headed for, you know, Joe Biden potentially becoming president. This is like flipping a state months ahead of time. And I would like to see more, you know, Republican consolidation and support behind this. But maybe there's something else more important that they're doing. But we've fought before and we've used the will to win before, but we have been so beat into submission by the regime. And it's working. The psychological warfare that the regime is employing, from raiding homes, from putting grandmas in gulags. I hate to say it, but they're winning before the even election. If Nebraska truly fails to get this done, with all the support and the governor and Senator Ricketts and the people of Nebraska, if it truly is, you know, we're going to try again next year, then there is no way you can say that you are elected as a patriot and you are concerned about Joe Biden getting another term. Think about it. Politicians running for office will do dozens of dinners and rallies and fundraisers to raise $50 million, yet just locking up Nebraska would save you tens of millions of dollars. And we're like one or two votes away. And even if it fails, just do a special session. We're not going to give up. I am personally dedicating every fiber of my being, because that's how we built Turning Point. people say, oh, you know, how'd you build Turning Point? It's not like some act of brilliance. It's pure, relentless grit. That's how we got to be the largest. We have now been the largest organization in the country. 500 plus staff, 300,000 donors. We've worked harder than everybody in the movement. And now there's a time where, yeah, you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to find some fortitude. You're going to have to hold the line. And excuses will not be tolerated. We're not going to put up with your little, this is a deep red state in Nebraska. We're not going to put up with, we've tried our best. No. Trying gets you nothing. Victory is the only option. This is not Massachusetts. You have the numbers. Today, we're diving into a topic that's more relevant than ever, online integrity. We live in a digital age where technology has become an integral part of our daily lives. From smartphones to laptops, the internet offers incredible opportunities for connection and growth. But with these opportunities also come risks that can compromise our values, integrity, and faith. Pornography is almost everywhere. And I can tell you, Covenant Eyes works. I use it, and you should too. In fact, I used Covenant Eyes before they ever wanted to partner with us on this podcast, which is why I'm so thrilled to share with you this special offer today. Look, it's a powerful tool. It's changing the game when it comes to helping men and women steer clear of porn and providing online accountability. If you're watching porn, stop watching porn. There's no excuse for it. Stop justifying it. Stop trying to rationalize it. Covenant Eyes isn't just another software. It's a shield for your digital life, helping you navigate the internet with confidence and in God-honoring ways. It's been helpful to me in my life, and I want you to find the same peace of mind and freedom. So what exactly does Covenant Eyes do? Well, it offers a range of features designed to protect you and your loved ones from harmful online content. From customizable filters to real-time monitoring, what sets Covenant Eyes apart is its emphasis on accountability. With Covenant Eyes, you can partner with trusted family and friends to receive regular reports of your internet activity, creating a culture of transparency and support. Whether you're a parent looking to protect your kids or an individual committed to living with integrity and porn-free, Covenant Eyes is the solution you've been searching for. It's not just software. It's a commitment to upholding your values and honoring your faith in every area of your life. So if you're ready to take the next step in safeguarding your digital life, I encourage you to check out our friends at Covenant Eyes today. That is covenanteyes.com/Charlie. Again, that is covenanteyes.com/Charlie. For your free 30 days, do it today. covenanteyes.com/Charlie. It could save your online activity from the poison of pornography. covenanteyes.com/Charlie. The opportunity is in front of us, and it can be done. That's what's so exciting. The people of Nebraska support this. The governor supports this. It's probably going to require Governor Pillen to call a special session. The legislature, they're just making too many excuses at this time, and that's fine. Call a special session. Call a special session. And if he does that, he will be a hero and have our full support. And we're going on Tuesday. He will be a national hero. A national hero by doing this. There are no excuses. I've heard them all. And with all due respect, we had the lawmaker on yesterday. You know, we milked the cows and they're all dry. That is a loser attitude, with all due respect, because he is the introducer of that bill and we have to look till next year. Our civilization doesn't have till next year. But I don't know if in Nebraska the lawmakers feel that kind of urgency. I don't. I know that they support it. Imagine in 5 years, this could be the man who saved America or the man who lost it by one electoral vote. And some people say, oh, Charlie, you're fear-mongering. Go to the latest polls. Do you know that if you run 10,000 simulations on the most likely outcomes, do you know the most likely outcome is that Joe Biden wins right now by 2 electoral votes? We would go to a tie, it'd go to the House, and Trump becomes president if Nebraska fixes it. This is not some sort of abstract foreign chance. It is right down the fairway. And I understand a lot of people in Nebraska that might be in the state capitol, they might not have signed up for this. But I want to walk you through how we have had the will at certain times. At certain moments, we do find the will within us. We need to get back to that attitude. And I really believe post-January 6th and the pummeling that has happened to the movement has turned so many conservatives into cowards. I think that the amount of brute force the regime has used against conservatives has turned into weak knees. The cancellation, the kicking off of social media, the name calling. Because just in recent memory, we have seen what it's like to have the will to win. I want to bring you back in time. Back in time to something that we thought was going to be an easy glide path. A confirmation of a Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. It was the summer of 2018. It all just kind of seemed as if, here we go. Kennedy steps down. Kavanaugh gets selected. We have the votes. Thanks for shopping. And out of nowhere, Dianne Feinstein, who's a very wicked person, comes out with, oh, we have an accusation about Brett Kavanaugh's childhood. And then you have Michael Avenatti, and they start making up stuff about Kavanaugh. And there were calls and calls and calls. I was on these calls. Blake remembers it, of top level Republicans that said, we have to pull the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. We have to pull it. The media is outrageous. We have to pull it. And instead, to Mitch McConnell's credit, and most importantly, Donald Trump's credit, who could pull or nominate, they said, no, we are going all in. Do you remember how the left acted? They mobilized activists. They banged on the doors of the Supreme Court. But in that moment, because we understood the stakes of a U.S. Supreme Court seat, and we were willing to accept all of the nonsense, all of the rancor, all of the noise, we just toned it out and marched forward. We toned it out and marched forward. Play cut 113.
Ariane, when you look at these pictures, having covered the Supreme Court for so long, have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, I'll tell you this. You're usually not allowed on those stairs. You're not allowed up there.
Not allowed up there. They're banging on the Supreme Court. They're screaming. The left mobilized everywhere. And it did not matter what they were saying. It didn't matter how many quote-unquote accusations they threw on TV, because we knew the heaviness and the significance of a Supreme Court seat. You know that you'll have zero Supreme Court seats if Joe Biden becomes president. How will you feel? I want you to embody the vibe that you'll have for the next 4 years. If you're watching and all of a sudden they say, yeah, Joe Biden gets 270 electoral votes and he won the one in Omaha. And it was just so fixable in front of us. Like, here it is right in front of us. How will you feel? Better luck next year is what some of them are saying. Well, we'll try next year. I refuse to believe that's the attitude of the great people of Nebraska. And that is the divide. The people of Nebraska, they want this to be changed. The leaders are saying they want it, but it might take a little bit of breaking of glass and might take a little bit of unprecedented configuration. It's nothing novel. It's nothing illegal. It's nothing unconstitutional. By the way, we got rid of the filibuster to get through Gorsuch. Just get rid of it. It's fake. What if I told you that most of the notable diaper brands support abortion, even footing the bill for their employees to travel to have an abortion? It's one thing to reject your customers. It's another thing to support their termination. If you're a parent sickened by woke corporations supporting the destruction of American values and our most precious blessing, our children, then meet Every Life, America's pro-life diaper brand. Finally, a baby brand that aligns with your values and is unapologetically pro-life. Every Life believes that no matter where someone is from, what they look like, planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle worth protecting and defending. Every Life offers high-performing premium diapers and wipes created with your little ones in mind. Their diapers are made without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. It's a wonderful company. I can speak for it personally. It's amazing. Go to everylife.com for diapers and wipe bundles delivered right to your doorstep, and feel good knowing every purchase changes lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is changing diapers, changing lives. Learn more today at everylife.com. That is everylife.com. Use promo code Charlie for 10% off your order today. And there's such an obvious path forward. It's not hard. You remove the filibuster. You temporarily suspend the rules because the filibuster is fake. You go to a 30-vote constitutionally allowed majority, 3/5 vote, and you allow the voters of the unicameral to vote on it. All legal, all precedent. However, the Speaker of the legislature, Senator John Arch, has come out and he just is waving the white flag. Biden, please win, is what he's doing. This is what we have to deal with. Or you just call a special session. You call a special session and you demand a vote. So Speaker John Arch, who is the Speaker of the legislature, is basically telling you this is just too much work. We here in Nebraska, we're not really big into, you know, working hard. That's what he's basically saying. Let me read the article to you. What an insult to the people of Nebraska. The people of Nebraska are not like this. Arch has said he instructed the legislative clerk not to accept floor amendments to add on to bills, onto other bills, eliminating among the last procedural moves available to backers of the winner-take-all proposal. Okay, so that means this cycle, it's not going to happen. But there could be a special session, and he could do this. And by the way, what an insult to all the people who will work hard this fall, people who knock on doors, the fundraising, do early voting. By the way, Speaker Arch is basically putting a middle finger in Donald Trump's face. Let's get his picture up on screen, and let's get his phone number. So now this is a national issue, Mr. Arch, and you have now just told the rest of the country, sorry, oh yeah, the guy that came on our program, they're going to hear from us next week. The guy that came on our program yesterday, Lippincott, I'm in love with my bill. So it's like laying it to rest, but there could be Resurrection Day next year. Who got to these people? Okay, people in Nebraska, it's time to really let your voice be heard. Honestly, time for the people of the country to let your voice be heard. Let's get the numbers up on screen. They're all just surrendering in real time. It's too hard. I might have to work. All the obstacles to this bill are fake. Let me say that again. There is no obstacle. The only obstacle is the lack of the will. You can call a special session. You can suspend the rules, period. Yet this speaker and all these other people in the unicameral, it's too much. Democrats are being mean to me. Courage is the obstacle, and they are showing you in real time, in blood red Nebraska, we don't want to win. And by the way, it's not over. They're saying it's over. That's hilarious. It's actually not over. You know why? The governor has not weighed in yet. The governor can call a special session. All you need is 30 votes. Thanks for playing. We have 31 votes right now. You just have to get over the filibuster. Why are they so quick, by the way, to run to the Morning Journal Star and to just surrender and capitulate? Please, Joe Biden, take an electoral vote from our blood red state. Here you go, Joe Biden. Please. That is what the Nebraska leaders are doing right now. Let's get the phone number up there. I want everyone in the country to call. No more of this like, oh, you know, he has just said to you, we're done. And by the way, we've tried to win these people over, you know, how tough Nebraska is. No, they hate you. And they right now are telling you, the national audience, the patriots of this country, I think that Joe Biden deserves a better chance to win than not. It's that simple. It is a binary choice. So the phone number, if we can get it up, is 402-471-2730. He's saying that, oh, there's no path forward. Wrong. He's the speaker. He could suspend the rules, do a suspension of the rule vote. He could allow whatever bill he wants to come to the floor. He could also call for a special session. Complete capitulation. Turning over. Saying, this is just too much for me. Loud noises. I didn't sign up for this. And that's your typical Republican. I want you to look at that right there. I'm just going to repeat it slowly for those of you in the back. Senator John Arch, Speaker of the Legislature. He's the speaker of the whole thing. He thinks he's better than you. He's like a Paul Ryan type, John Boehner. He thinks he's like a real powerful guy. Yeah, you'll be remembered in history, potentially, man, of handing the presidency to Joe Biden. That will be your legacy. The legacy of Nebraska. And look, now we need every single person in Nebraska. This is the most important thing, guys. And we're doing this event on Tuesday. We need record turnout at this event on Tuesday. Record turnout. We need thousands of people. Now is the time for hardball. And what is this? What is Lippincott saying in this? Oh, it's like putting my bill to rest and we need Resurrection Day next year. Loser. That is a loser attitude, man. And he comes on my program. Well, you know, I fought F-16s. Is that the attitude of our military? Oh, well, we lost a battle. Let's go home. Where does this mindset come from? Senator Arch from Nebraska, who is the Speaker of the House, just says, I don't really care about the people of Nebraska very much. 402-471-2730. And that's his email on the bottom. Just, I hate to get to motives here, but do they care? Does he care? I might just show up at his office next week. I'd love to have him explain this to me. I mean, they should have like open access. What if I just get an earlier flight and show up to the legislature? Can you explain it to me? If I would love, I'd love an answer. Or is he just going to kind of walk away? Call security because I'm such a threat. I mean, I'll go through the right process. I'd love to have him answer the question, like, why are you not listening to the people in Nebraska? This is overwhelmingly supported. Why are you not using your political power given to you? Oh, because the Democrats started to write mean articles? Oh, they might change the rules. Too big of a spotlight on us. Too much pressure. This goes back to my essence, the will to win. We had the will to win with Gorsuch. We got rid of the rules. We had the will to win when it came to Kavanaugh. We pushed forward. And do you know who else had the will to win? Do you remember when all these people, the Mr. Archetypes, the John Archetypes, were calling for Donald Trump to get out of the presidency race in 2016 because he said nasty things, the locker room talk? And Donald Trump was like, nah, I have the will to win. Remember, quit over Access Hollywood? And Donald Trump was like, no, I'm not going to quit over Access Hollywood. Why do you need Democrats when you have Republicans like this? I'm being told, by the way, that the lines are so busy that because there's so many calls being made right now. Line busy, line busy. Okay, email, write down the phone number and call all day. These people are terrified of success. Senator John Archer of La Vista, the body speaker, announced Friday that time for adding bills is over, warning lawmakers. By the way, he could do this unilaterally. He is like the dictator of the unicameral. He's deciding to do this. He is telling you, I think Joe Biden should get a free electoral vote from Nebraska. Legislature's bill revisers will have little to no time to amend bills as the clock of this legislative session winds down. Now, it's not dead. You might say, oh my goodness, Charlie, it's dead. In this session, he's killing it. But we have another option. We can call a special session. And there's no constitutional provision of when that could be called. We'll be clear. This legislative session does have a time limit, but we can call a special one. The governor can call a special one, and the speaker has to show up. And by the way, the governor is already calling a special session for a tax issue, so they're going to have to show up. But this kind of just capitulation, I'm so sorry, I'm surrendering. Who really runs the state of Nebraska? Who's in charge here? So now it's very clear. They're broadcasting, can't do this. We're not going to give an inch. You see, they want you to give up. I've been through this for 11 years. And you know what? 4 or 5 years ago, I would have given up with this because it's so easy to get demoralized. No, no, no. I'm more seasoned now. And also, I just care less. I don't care how many enemies I make. I don't care. I got a long list of enemies. Just go to Twitter. And I learned with the RNC thing. You keep the pressure on. 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 By the way, I didn't come up with that. They said people are calling in. They say it's a busy signal. Write down the phone number and call all day. Email. This is now national implications here, folks. National. And he's just surrendering over. Oh, my goodness. I don't like. And by we're like a dog with a bone on this thing. We're not going to give up. You might say, well, Charlie, you know, I just tuned in. What is the obsession with Nebraska? Well, it's not an obsession. It's in April of 2024 of election year. Show me one other thing you can do this year that can win you an electoral vote. You can just take an electoral vote from Biden. By the way, this will cost you $50 to $60 million. The Democrats are in panic mode, but John Arch just handed the Democrats a bailout. However, they're not used to you. They're not used to you. They're used to an old Republican. This is why this program is so important. This is why new media is so important. Before social media, it would have been very, very hard to contact you. But this revolution will be televised. And we're not going to go. I'm going to Nebraska on Tuesday, Mr. Arch. And by the way, where is La Vista? Oh, it's a suburb of Omaha. So a lot of your constituents are going to be showing up to our event on Tuesday. And if I have to keep on coming back, we'll bring Donald Trump Jr. I'll try to bring President Trump. What if President Trump? I mean, no guarantees. I don't know if he'll come. And by the way, he's got a stand, you know, issue for trial. He's got a lot of stuff going on. They want you to believe it's over. And yes, it is over if you think it's over. Super simple. Okay, he killed it in this session. All right, Mr. Arch, you won this round. Special session. Special session. The governor can do it. And as Malia said yesterday, 1,000 people on the Capitol got a special session over vaccine mandates. Yeah, we just need the people of Nebraska. This is the whole deal because, you know, in red states, I get asked all the time, Charlie, we're going to win Nebraska or we're going to win this. I feel helpless. You shouldn't feel helpless. This is the fight. It's on. Ignore all the headlines. Ignore the noise. as Steve Bannon says, go to the signal. The signal is very simple. Okay. Round two coming up. Special session. Your move, Mr. Arch. Governor Pillen has an opportunity to embrace winner take all, but just the attitude is what's most important. Do we want it or do we not? Do you want to win? And I say that the entire hour. And the sad reality is a majority of people who say they are Republicans are either conflict averse, they're purchased by Democrats, they're blackmailed by Democrats, and they just fear power, they fear responsibility, they fear being in charge. Because once you have the will to win, let me tell you what happens. You get hated by a lot of people. Once you have the will to win, you have to just black out the noise, keep your head down. And we've had moments before where we've had the will to win. Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, we got rid of the filibuster. Donald Trump not dropping out. Even Bush v. Gore. Bush definitely had the will to win in the 2000 election of Bush v. Gore. He absolutely did. And Governor Pillen has been great endorsing this Electoral College winner-take-all model. So since Speaker John Arch says the time for adding bills is over in this legislative session, Governor Pillen needs to call a special session or add it to the planned tax bill special session that's upcoming. The eyes of millions are on the governor and the great state of Nebraska. President Trump needs this electoral vote in November. The country's at stake. What could possibly be more important? Let not your hearts be troubled, everybody. People are saying that the phone is off the hook. Okay, well, we're just going to start to turn this up a little bit. Turn up the temperature. And it's a question of the will. And it's not a matter of what Charlie Kirk wants. I don't care about this, okay? If somebody else wants to spend the time I've spent on conference calls reading the Nebraska Constitution, come on in. Be my guest. Anybody from one of these national Republican apparatuses want to take this, come call me. I'll hand off the baton to you, okay? But I want to win deeply. I have a daughter, and I am terrified of the country that she's growing up in. Terrified. And I'm disgusted. But this is not personal at all. It's really simple. You could be heroes, or you could be something else. Let's just say you could get in the way. I have to go back to our founding fathers. They had the will to win. Yeah, it was tough at times. Sunshine Patriots, they go by the wayside. And I always go back to the last sentence of the Declaration of Independence. With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to ourselves our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Those were great men and women. Well, men who wrote it, but the wives that supported them. They were founding mothers of this country too. They were great. It was a great generation that gave us this country. Founding fathers and founding mothers of America. And here's the way I look at it. I made a promise to myself, I made a promise to Erica, I made a promise to my family, I made a promise to my team, and a promise to our 300,000 donors that in 2024, I was going to work harder than any other person has ever worked to try and win in November. And if we fail, at least I'll be able to say I did everything with my agency. Now, I look around, I don't see other people working that hard. I don't. I see a lot of champagne. I see a lot of drunkenness. I see a lot of laziness. That's fine. Hope they get it fixed. But now all of a sudden this thing kind of just came down and it's a perfect storm and it's right there and we have the votes. If we can actually get to a vote, we have the votes. You have a special session. You have the governor endorsing President Trump, perfect storm. So I think it would be betrayal if all of a sudden that we just kind of turned our back on this. It's too important. The stakes are too high. And I'll just go back to this point. The Democrats have the will to power. We just need the will to win. This is not like Massachusetts. This is not the state of Washington. This is not Maryland, where the Democrats have like supermajorities. The Republicans have a supermajority in a deep red state. In fact, one of the five most Republican states in the country. If we do nothing, on a silver platter, you say, Joseph Robinette Biden, hello, sir. Here is a free electoral vote. If you do nothing. If you act, you say, just kidding. The country comes down sometimes to these fringe, slight moments and tests of character. So now the Speaker Arch just told us not going to happen. Okay. In this session. Then let's get a special session. Governor comes in as a hero and gets this done. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.